This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Cast of thousands working behind the scenes making this bad boy happen. Mr. Durham, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Welcome to second round Wednesday of the New York Life ACC Tournament. We get started at high noon here today over on ESPN. We'll get the first games out of the gate today with Clemson and Miami, and then Pittsburgh and NC State in the afternoon session, then two more tonight. This is the long-form program, if you will. Wednesday and Thursday, four games each day, working our way to the semifinals on Friday night.
You have to pace yourself, Wes.
Yes, you do.
Days like today
tomorrow.
Right.
Can't stress that enough, Pac.
Yep.
Comes into hydration.
Right.
Conditioning, little workout maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, you really have to pace yourself. And, you know, yesterday while you were working.
That's right.
Doing the game last night. A guy had radio duties on the SiriusXM side. And I was a little bit closer to Winston-Salem than I was Greensboro. So I figured to make a road trip last night. And I did. Radio show ended, grabbed a quick bite. And I'm like, hey, I'm in my hometown of Winston-Salem, part of the triad.
That's right. Greensboro, so, High Point, Winston-Salem.
So I decided to get something for everybody.
Oh, no.
All right. I went to a place called Dewey's Bakery, which if you know anything about this part of the world, this is an institution right here.
You better not have let me down.
Mr. Durham, you know I would not let you down with Dewey's Moravian Sugar Cake.
Kids.
Now, this is a southern thing. All right. There may be a lot of folks in the ACC footprint have no idea what I'm unveiling, but I got some for the staff behind the scenes, but this is for us to share on the set. All right, that's yours. You're taking that one home. It's all yours.
Man, look at this thing.
And let me tell you what.
We're going to need some napkins.
I left it in the Ford F-150 last night, and when I opened up the door this morning, oh, the aroma was spectacular. But Moravian sugar cake, it's all about pace, right? It's all about pace. So don't eat the whole thing at one setting. But I'm not done, Wes Durham. I'm
not done.
Not done. We're going to get the game, so just bear with us. We have a gift that was sent, not necessarily to us, but to the staff.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
Now, here's the next thing of gifts.
And the box says, show that job. And here's the box, top of the box, right here for everybody to see. Fold that down. Packer and Durham Show, so you know it's legit there.
Legit.
Look at that. Packer and Durham Show.
Right.
Right there. So you know it's real.
It's legit.
That's real.
Right. Now you know about Packer and Durham gear, right? We get asked every day, I mean, where can I get some Packer and Durham stuff? I want the t-shirts, the mugs, the coasters, the hats, and all that stuff.
Where can I get a mug?
Right. We know that the University of Virginia gave us the infamous Chester and Fuller wear, right? Well, I bestow upon you.
Oh, no.
Look at this right here.
Wow.
Look at this. Lumberjacks and the back row. How about that? Is that great?
Really? That's where we are in this world.
I mean, the back row, we say every day on the show, who's on the back row? Lensman, Lumberjacks, Josh, Drew, the cast of thousands.
The Lumberjacks have their own gear now.
So now the Lumberjacks, the back row have their own gear. We got Moravian Sugar Cake for the entire staff. And now, Wes Durham, we're ready to talk hoops.
Wow.
How about that? That's how we lead off today's show.
It's pretty solid.
We bring gifts.
By the way, that's phenomenal. There's so much phenomenal in that t-shirt.
University of Virginia, all over it.
My man.
And by the way, Pitt did a great job, too, with the Chester and Fuller gear.
Right.
Right? So I just want to give a shout out to many ACC folks taking care of everyone here.
We've got ball games. We had two of them yesterday to get the 2020 New York Life ACC tournament underway. And, boy, Justin Champagne was left off the all-freshman team, and he let you know it.
Yep.
Because the Panthers rode 31, a career high from Champagne. Remember, he had 30 earlier in the year. And Pittsburgh beat Wake Forest yesterday by 9 points, ending the Deacon season. And, quite frankly, Champagne got started early, the young man from New York. And he finished late, 13 of 19. And it was at all three levels yesterday for Champagne, Pack.
Five in double figures. And the flip side of this, good for Pitt. First time a 13 knocks off a 12 in this tournament. We said that yesterday. 6-0 in terms, but yesterday Pitt knocks off. The Deacon snaps their losing streak, and they move on to take on NC State. The flip side of this, though, Wes,
yep.
is Wake Forest.
It is.
And, you know, certainly a disappointing season for Danny Manning. There were some highs, knocking off Duke, knocking off Notre Dame. The consistency was not there. And, you know, we're not in the business of hiring or firing coaches, but there's all kinds of speculation on what potentially could happen with Danny Manning and his future at Winston-Salem.
Well, the issues with Danny Manning is, you know, when you start looking at how this kind of falls for Wake Forest, third straight losing season, third straight season losing in the first round of the ACC tournament. And they did have a streak of four straight first round losses in the early part of 2010. Look, you talk about the highs, their lows, Wake Forest, one of those teams that give us a peak and they give us a head scratch, right? But in this particular event, Wake Forest is now 2-13 in the last 13 years and has lost 15 of 17 at the ACC tournament.
And, you know, there's always the crazy expectations that fans have. I don't care what school it is, what sport it is. But this is a Wake Forest program that enjoyed success with Skip Prosser, you know, God rest his soul.
Yep.
Dino Gaudio had him number one in the country. So it's not like Wake Forest hasn't had a chance to enjoy the penthouse view at times. They've won an ACC championship in this building. We talked about Childress thing back 25 years ago. I think Wake Forest just wants to get back in the conversation where they're not sitting there going, man, what are we going to finish, 15th, 14th, 13th, 12th this year? What are we doing?
Right.
They want to be in the conversation with the Dukes, the North Carolinas, the Virginias, the Louisvilles, like everybody else. And, again, it's not a pipe dream to think that Wake can't get there, but they have not made the kind of progress that you expect. And I don't know what the future is going to hold for Danny Manning, but that was not what Wake was expecting last night. I mean, that was a Pitt team that really struggled coming in here losing seven straight. And now for Wake Forest, it will be interesting to see what John Curry and the Deeks do moving forward. I have no idea what they will do, but it will be certainly worth keeping an eye on.
And there is a bit of a process, obviously, in terms of where Danny Manning stands. But there's also a process that Wake Forest has, and let's be honest, they have now done the things you need to do once it generates itself. The facilities now have been moved to a level where Wake Forest can say, okay, we're as competitive as anybody else in the ACC. But once you get those facilities online, you have to, you know, benefit from their existence. And I think that'll happen in due time, both on the football and the basketball side. And certainly Dave Clawson's had great success. But timing is everything, the situation, the landscape, a lot of different factors come into play. And quite frankly, all the speculation doesn't bear any result at this juncture. All it is speculation. So.
Yeah, and in our position, you know, we're not going to be, again, in a position to hire or fire a coach. If it works out for Danny Manning, great, but he's going to have to win, and he knows that.
Yeah.
And when you look at the numbers of what Wake Forest has produced here in recent memory, they should be better, quite frankly. And the way that game ended yesterday, though, Wes, again, I go back to what Pitt was going into the game. You're just kind of wondering, we talked about this yesterday, who wants to play more basketball? Mm-hmm. You know what? You got the answer last night.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest with you, Jeff Capel's now won at least two ball. He's won one ball game in each of his first 2 years in the ACC tournament as the Panthers head coach.
And Pitt's won four of the last five first round games in the tournament. But you know, for a team that could have easily just said, "Hey, man, let's just get this thing over with," they came to play. I mean, you shoot 62% in the first half, and the end of the game shooting 52%, 37% from three. We talked about yesterday they're the only ACC team shooting under 30% from three.
Right.
They didn't have any issue yesterday making shots. And, in fact, they kind of played with some confidence, I thought. It was kind of like, hey, you know, we got something to prove here. And, again, goes back to what we harped on yesterday. Who is in the mood to continue playing basketball? The answer is Pittsburgh.
Well, it's interesting. Carlos Boozer is going to be with us in the 9 o'clock hour today, and he and I were watching some of this ball game last night down in the green room, as it were, Pac.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the finality. You get to a point at an event like this where there is a finality, right? I mean, the finality for Pittsburgh was, hey, look, we haven't had the best season. We've done some good things. We're improved. But is that finality out there? For Brandon Childress, that finality was real yesterday for Wake Forest. Pittsburgh also played with that finality, and the surprising piece might have been that that's a younger base team that played that way.
Right.
Champagne, a freshman. McGowan's, Johnson, Audis Tony, all sophomores. I mean, that young team played that way yesterday that you might expect a veteran team to play. And by the way, before we get too far down the road and move on to Carolina's win against Virginia Tech, congratulations to Brandon Childress. A marvelous career. We've enjoyed our visits with the young man, but I will say this. To come in this league where you're the son of a ACC hero, right? I mean, in the building 25 years ago, Brandon Childress had one of the most compelling performances in the history of this league. For Brandon Childress to finish his career the fifth player in Wake history with 1,400 points and 400 assists or more just speaks volumes of not only his personal work ethic and goal setting, but at the same time, the type quality young man he was as a basketball player and as a student. And he'll get his degree at Wake Forest and be better for the opportunity.
Yep, no question about that. So keep an eye on what happens with the Deacs. Pitt moves on to take on NC State. And North Carolina last night said, guess what? Yeah, we're 14th, and we're shooting the basketball. We harped on this yesterday. Virginia Tech, when they make shots, dangerous. Virginia Tech, when they don't make shots, in trouble. Virginia Tech last night, in trouble. North Carolina, good.
Second largest win of the year for the Tar Heels. They win 78-56. The inside presence of Armando Bacot helped early last night, but to be honest, Carolina kind of scuffled along offensively until Brandon Robinson heated up and knocked down a couple of threes. They led by as many as 10 in the first half. Landers Nolley provided a push for Virginia Tech. They closed to 6 at the break. And then in the second half, Pack, look here now. Look out. Oh, yeah. The crossover and the step back and the three ball from Robinson. Brooks had 20. Robinson also, Robinson, Anthony, and Brooks combined for 46 of Carolina's 78 last night.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Back at the Greensboro Coliseum Complex. Busy, busy show. Lauren Brownlow is going to join us coming up here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We look forward to that. And then all kinds of dignitaries later in the program of ACC lore. I mean, I'm talking legends.
Yeah, legends. Exactly. Derek Wittenberg will be here in the 8 o'clock hour. Great star of the Cardiac Pack in 1983. ACC legend.
Carlos Boozer will be here.
ACC legend.
And some guy by the name of Phil Ford.
Philip Jackson Ford Jr. from Rocky Mount will be here. He always gets a little twisted around. Name on him.
We're going to have some storytelling going on, not to mention preview the four games. But where we left off was North Carolina taking care of business. The Hokies, as I mentioned, 29% shooting, 28 from three. You know, that's been their deal all year. When they make shots, they're dangerous. When they don't, they're in trouble. But for North Carolina, 14 seed, Cruz, 22-point win.
Yeah.
Second largest win of the year behind the when they beat Miami by, I think, 23.
Yeah.
And so now they move on to take on Syracuse. And we just saw this game at the Dome.
Carolina threw in about 23s. Cole Anthony hit 7 of them, and they walked off happy.
And I'm going to give you some tidbits today. We've got some crazy streaks with the matchups today.
Okay.
And since we got North Carolina on the brain with Syracuse, North Carolina has beaten Syracuse 9 straight times.
Yes, they have.
And they wore them out at the Dome now. They put a 90-something spot on them, and they made threes. They went inside. They did whatever they wanted. But North Carolina's playing with they're fluid. They're confident. Despite the game what happened at Cameron Indoor, they've now won 4 or 5. And just like a lot of people predicted, do not be a bit surprised if that 14 seed makes some noise.
Can I tell you last night, just real quick here, I know we got Roy Williams talking about a myriad of things, but Cole Anthony last night, Pack, and we've watched him from afar. I watched him in person last night, obviously doing the ball game and seeing him live for the first time. Number one, physically, a lot bigger with the basketball in a live setting when you see him at floor level than you think on television. That's number one. Number two, and Corey and I talked about this during the game. Sometimes I think he dribbles himself into trouble. Sometimes, and Corey talked about his ball handling ability. He uses his body and the basketball with the dribble about as well as anybody I've seen, because he knows how strong he is and the way he's put together. And it just really gives him, I think, somewhat of an advantage against normal college guards.
Well, plus he's a great rebounder for a guard inside.
Man, can he go get it.
He gets after it. And there North Carolina, I thought, got after it. They beat Virginia Tech on the boards last night, 45-30. I wasn't surprised. I mean, Virginia Tech to me is probably the easiest team to read in the league, I think. I mean, when they make shots, they're good. When they don't, they got a problem.
Yeah.
But the future is bright at Virginia Tech. I know they're disappointed with the quick exit here in Greensboro, but we know your top four scorers are all freshmen.
Yep.
Coach Young, I thought, did a really nice job in year one, kind of creating a foundation. So, again, disappointed if you're a Hokie fan moving forward, but I like the future and what it has for the folks in Blacksburg moving on.
Yeah. So Carolina gets the victory. And then after the ball game last night, the news of the day, not just in sports, but in this country, started to take shape in the press conference, because a lot of information had come out in the course of the afternoon about sporting events in America based on the COVID-19, the novel coronavirus that has now been identified in certain states, and certain states and governments and local municipalities are doing a lot of different things. So after the game last night, the media gathered, talked to Roy Williams about the situation facing sports and life in general in the United States.
I'm hearing it's because of this that we're going to cancel the ACC spring meetings. I think that'd be the greatest thing in the history of this conference. Well, it's a terrible situation. I mean, it's scary. I mean, at the end of the game, I was mad at myself because I shook hands with all the other guys and I meant to give them the elbow. When the ACC, if they tell me to show up and coach a game, I'm going to show up and coach a game. But I do think you guys should try to promote no ACC meetings this spring.
To our left aisle.
I'll play 36 more if we can do that.
Coach Williams, with all the events being shelved, decides he does. He's going to see if we can get the ACC spring meetings moved,
hey,
or maybe postponed.
I got to be honest with you. I think he has a terrible. I'm all for the spring meetings in a million dollars. I mean, hey, Coach, you go worry about Syracuse and let us handle Amelia Island now. I mean,
he knows any of the values and the benefits of the Himalayan sea salt?
No, he doesn't know anything about the Himalayan sea salt down there at Amelia Island. Coach, come on, you worry about Syracuse and we'll take care of the spring meetings.
Don't you worry about those spring meetings, Coach. We'll get you tied up on that golf. You want that 36? We'll figure out a way to get
But
to
on 36. A serious note, I mean, the Ivy League yesterday makes the announcement.
That's right.
No tournament. There's other conferences, the American East semifinal, limited. They have a thing called Attendance Management Initiative, just friends and family. Mm-hmm. The ACC, of course, has made a statement already. The state of Ohio is talking about shutting all this stuff down. Again, I think you got to be smart about it, but you also have to live your life. You can't live in fear with all this, but you just got to be smart about how you handle your business.
The ACC, by the way, made the statement yesterday that they are in constant contact with both local, state, and nationally with the CDC, obviously, as a large sporting event. And they released this statement. Governor Roy Cooper here in Raleigh in the state of North Carolina was in consultation with the ACC. And he's a big basketball fan and, by the way, has been at the last three ACC tournaments. And I expect he'll be here before the weekend's over. And the conference said they will hold its men's basketball tournament as scheduled this week here in Greensboro. And now we all understand in this country a lot of things are changing day to day and sometimes hour to hour, Mark, based on information that the authorities have on not only the legal and public safety side, but also on the health and safety side with these folks. So all that being said, we're on as go for 12 noon at the ACC tournament, and you know, people are doing the best precaution you can see around this building. It's constant that folks are doing everything proactively to stay safe. So all that being said, we get set for a full slate of games today. As we told you earlier, we start at noon today with Clemson and Miami. And Jim Larrañaga was with us yesterday. Chris Likes was going to work out here yesterday. If Chris Likes plays, that changes the dynamic. Although you give the Canes a lot of credit, they beat Syracuse in overtime last Saturday to close the regular season, and an important game, I thought, for Miami, and equally important for Syracuse, who, in all honesty, folks, I think has to win this thing to get in the tournament. There's a lot of bubble talk about Syracuse a couple weeks ago, but not a particularly strong finish, I thought, by Coach Boeheim.
No, they got to win out. This first game, though, at noon, Clemson-Miami, when we had Jim Larrañaga on yesterday, we brought up the fact that 9 of the last 10 years, Miami's won at least one game in the ACC tournament. They've actually been really good good in the building. And there's a Clemson tidbit here, too. And you know about them being 0-66 in the ACC tournament, this being the 67th annual. But, Wes, since 2003, that's 16 ACC tournament appearances, every Clemson loss in the ACC tournament has been by 7 points or less.
Yeah.
7 or less.
And last year was just a drive-you-crazy game in Charlotte.
With NC State.
Yeah.
So Miami beat Clemson. earlier this year. They only met once. That was
overtime
on,
game.
Overtime game
New
in Little John.
Yeah.
But Likes playing today is a big deal. Right? The guy's averaging 15 a game. He's a trouble problem for everybody. His size, his speed on both ends of the floor. Clemson ended last week, I think, really disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New Tech, Old Tech. They got swept all year by New Tech, Old Tech. So they got a bad taste in the mouth in terms of, hey, that's not who we are.
Right.
Well, they got a chance to do something about today. And for Miami, like I said, they've had good success in the tournament.
By the way, the ACC tournament, as Mark said, the history for Clemson, not particularly strong.
Well, not particularly. They're 0-66, Wes.
Well, they're 20-66 overall at the tournament. 20-66. Five of those 20 wins, though, belongs to Brad Brownell.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, when we're looking at 66 years, you got five of the 20. That's not bad.
Can we give you some quick math on that? What's the percentage of that?
That'd be 25%.
You are rolling.
Thank you very much.
One bite of Moravian sugar cake, and you are rolling. That Elon thing is happening.
You wait till the coffee shows up. That sugar cake's going to look like crumbs.
That is our first game, though. Second game is NC State and Pittsburgh.
Now we're talking.
Well, you didn't like the first game?
No, I liked the first game, but the second game is a rematch of a ball game a couple of weeks ago.
You had that game, didn't
you? NC State won 77-73.
You did that game, though, didn't you?
Yeah, and that ball game was – Pittsburgh came with a little vim and vigor there, and NC State now obviously finished strong last Friday night, beating Wake Forest by 20, but the Wolfpack comes in here today. They are a team under the microscope. They got to win to stay in, Coach.
Oh,
you cannot lose this game if you're NC State.
You lose this game, you're out. You lose this game, there is no conversation about, hey, we're in the dance. This is a W that you must have if you're NC State. And
right.
I just gave you the stat with North Carolina, who's beaten Syracuse 9 straight, which, by the way, that's the most by any opponent. All right. Also in this series, NC State has had Pitt's number.
Yep.
They have also beaten Pittsburgh 9 consecutive times. They're 18-2 all time against the Panthers, but Pitt's got to be coming in there playing with house money. There is pressure on NC State to survive in advance today.
Yeah,
there's no
question. NC State certainly needs to win today, depending on who you subscribe to for your brackets. They may need to win tomorrow, too. But we'll see how that goes.
I'll give you another one. 5 years ago today.
Oh, boy.
In this building. NC State beat Pittsburgh. It's the only time they have played in the ACC tournament. But 5 years ago today in Greensboro, NC State knocked off Pitt. We'll do it again today. We'll
Look at Pack coming with some of that tournament trivia.
I got all kinds of stuff for you today, man.
7 o'clock game, Notre Dame-Boston College. All you need to know, these two games in the regular season were phenomenal. Both decided on the last possession. BC won at South Bend. Notre Dame returned the favor, what, about 10 days ago or so at the Conte Forum in Chestnut Hill. I think this game will be extremely competitive. Who's healthy for BC? We'll see. Nick Popovich, it was not here for the workout the other day. Don't know that he made the trip. If he's not available for BC, what does that do to John Mooney and inside? And to be honest with you, BC, I'm curious to see, Pac. Did not win to close the regular season. How do they handle the postseason here for Jim Christian?
Well, both games were one-pointers in the regular season. They have played some tight games, but here's a bizarre stat for you.
Okay.
I found this one. You'll love this. Now, these are two teams that were in the Big East. You know what? They never played each other in the Big East tournament. Never. Guess what? They've never played each other in the ACC tournament till today.
Now, how
bizarre is that? Two teams, two different leagues, have never seen each other in the postseason.
Yeah.
But today that all ends, tonight, actually. Notre Dame, BC.
Late game is Carolina-Syracuse, and we told you a moment ago, Tar Heels won the only meeting of the year, about 2 weeks ago now?
February 29th. On Leap Day. And North Carolina had 25 assists in that game. I thought was, with all the pomp and circumstance going on at Syracuse, remember, it was the last game of the Dome.
Right.
We had ceremonies. We had stars coming back. Tom Brady sitting courtside, all that stuff.
Yeah.
North Carolina had 25 assists and really made threes. They went inside. They did whatever they wanted against Syracuse.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jim Boeheim, for the most part, has been kind of quiet in this tournament. He comes back to Greensboro, a place he loves.
Yep.
First time we see Syracuse playing the state of North Carolina. And they're probably sick and tired of nine straight to North Carolina. So yep. The Heels are playing with confidence, and Syracuse is going to have to win the tournament.
All right. So Tar Heels and Orange will close down day two, second round action of the 2020 New York Life ACC tournament. Don't forget now, when the tournament continues to roll here, we're your morning cup of coffee, right?
The day begins. 7 a.m. show.
Yeah, that's who we are. We're live from Greensboro tomorrow morning again, and on Friday morning at 7 a.m. Available on ACC Network, Sirius XM 371, and the ESPN app.
This is the Packer and Durham Podcast. Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
When I think back to performances by individuals that left me in awe.
Randolph Childress, nice little cross. Oh, my. What a cross over there.
Did you see it?
Penetration. Give yourself a chance.
What he did was stupefying.
Packer and Durham from beautiful Greensboro Coliseum Complex. Cast of thousands working behind the scenes. Everybody eyeballing the Dewey's Raven Sugar Cake. But there's no way West Durham is giving that up for free.
I got Mike over here handling security for us at the event.
We got security?
Number one job priority is to pick this in the box.
What do we need security for? There's like six people on the set in a 22,000-seat arena. What?
He's always around because he's the best. That's number one.
I know that, but what do we need security for?
Number two, we had some guy in here from the Coliseum yesterday at 6:45 going, I'm here to make sure everything goes okay.
Yeah,
I'm like, there's nobody here.
There's Mike right there.
Yes, Mike. He's
front row.
Man.
All right.
He's got a great Phil Ford story, by the way.
Well, we're going to have Phil Ford.
Phil Ford's coming on the show. Derek Wittenberg's coming on the show.
Carlos
Warren
Boozer.
Brownlow is on the show.
Least famous person. It's fine.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
This is your first venture with Packer and Durham.
Yes, it is.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
Whoa. That's not necessarily true.
That's true.
Warren went back to back.
Well, she did do 2 days in a row, but
nobody's done back to back.
It was also the Skype with the dog and everything else.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Stella.
Yes, Stella. Stella's boarding at the vet right now.
Because Lauren is back to her hometown.
That's
she is
right.
From Greensboro.
I am.
Back, like you're from Winston-Salem and brought the Deweys.
Give.
That's
Deweys
it.
Deweys is great.
Give, right?
Yes.
Go to. I didn't tell you about the three eclairs I had in the Ford F-150 going back. We'll get to that later.
Okay, Brownlow, what did we learn day one?
I mean, I don't think we learned a whole lot, really. We thought Carolina would win. They did. They won pretty handily, but I think the first half was pretty good indication of why there's some hesitation of if they can win 5 games in 5 days.
Right.
Because they didn't play all that well. The second half, they put it together, and I think that was kind of a glimpse into what people hope that they could do in this event. If they can string something like that together, they have a chance. If they play like they did in the first half, they're going to get knocked out.
Well, they also have Syracuse tonight, and they own them.
Nine straight.
They beat the
Orange. They really love playing Syracuse for some reason. I remember the days when Roy Williams couldn't coach against his own, supposedly. So that day has long since gone. And I mean, look, Syracuse's zone is only as effective as who they have in it, right? And if you don't have great defensive players, you're probably not going to have a great defense. And I think that's kind of been the way Syracuse's zone has been. I mean, they're in the hundreds defensively, and that's not what you're used to seeing from Syracuse. So I think that's going to be something where if North Carolina can hit shots, and they did last night, then they're going to have a pretty good success, I think, against that zone. They have good passers as big men, especially Garrison Brooks. So, I think that they could have some success, but if they don't hit shots, they can lose anybody.
All right, you see the triangle teams as much as anybody I know. The Carolina we saw in the second half here last night,
yeah.
Is that the Carolina of the last 2 weeks? Is that the Carolina that if you're investing on this run,
right.
Okay, and Mark and I agree with you. I think five games is really
it's
hard.
Too much.
But if you're investing on this run, that's the Carolina you should be investing in, right?
Yeah, I think so. And really, Cole Anthony didn't play all that well the whole game. And so, you know, if you have a performance like that and beat a team by 20, I think it's their second 20-plus point win of the season, which is kind of wild when you think about it, considering who all they've played. Yeah, I mean, I think that they absolutely, they could afford a bad performance from Cole Anthony and still win that handily. Yeah, I think that they could potentially put something together. But five is just too much. Yeah, I think five is too many.
Well, you can't worry about five until you get two.
Exactly. And well, and you had to get one last night. You know, right. I mean, you had to start there, and then you got to get two, and then you got to keep going.
The flip side, though, for Syracuse.
Yeah.
How do you define those guys?
Yeah, they're strange, right? I mean, it's just they've been kind of up and down all year. They've had some really nice moments, and you've gone, okay, I think they're putting it together. They're especially offensively. Defensively, I think they've just kind of always been okay, not great, but they don't have the kind of athletes we're used to seeing in that zone that really make your life difficult. I mean, you hear zone and you think passive, but that's not what Syracuse's zone is designed to do. It's usually way more active. They close out on shooters. They do make life difficult for you, but that's not the case with the zone that we've seen the last few years.
Now, you're in the triangle, and are you kind of excited, though, to see him? Because Syracuse did not go to Duke. They did not go to State. They did not go to North Carolina.
Wild.
They did not go to Wake.
Yeah.
So you got a chance to see them for the first time here in Greensboro.
Yeah, and the oddity too is like yesterday was my first time seeing Pitt in person, just because circumstances
right.
dictated. Even though they played three games in the Triangle, just because circumstances dictated, I was at other places. So it was my first time seeing Pitt in person. I haven't seen Syracuse in person. Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see him. I'm used to seeing him. I have a weird feeling, and this is kind of sad when you think about it. I have a weird feeling they'll probably show out better in this building than Wake fans did yesterday. Which
Syracuse?
Is wild to think about. Yeah, because they live here.
They're probably excited to be here.
Right. Well, and they're they have a lot of fans that live here, transplants and stuff. So I think that they'll show out pretty well in this building today.
Speaking of Wake, not the way Danny Manning wanted the season to end. There's all kinds of speculation. We're not going to go crazy here because
right.
we don't know what's going on behind
no.
the scenes. But obviously there's some unrest with the fan base. They want to be more successful. And it's not like Wake Forest fans haven't seen Skip Prosser and Dino Gaudio at the ultimate height, and they know they can win. I think they just want to be part of the conversation, and right now they're not.
Yeah, and I think apathy is the worst thing you can have set in, and that's kind of where we are right now with Wake fans. I mean, for them to have a 1995 celebration, 25 years, get Tim Duncan back in that building for the first time in forever, and barely get half capacity, like that's, oof, that was a real big red flag for me. I figured, well, they'll at least show up for this. You know, they won't. And I thought that they would show up some yesterday. I mean, this is something where, I mean, I was born and raised here. I've gone to the ACC tournament for years. I've never not known Wake fans to be here and to be excited about their team regardless of how good or bad they were. And they're just kind of at that point right now. I think when you piggyback the Bizdelic era with what we've seen recently, I think there's just some apathy that's set in. And that's not a place that you want to be. And really, I hate it for Danny because he's done some good things. I mean, look at their big men. Look at Olivier Saar. Look at Daryl Moore. Look at, you know, John Collins. Look at even Devin Thomas when he first got there. He did some really good things with their big men. But yesterday just kind of really encapsulated the era there. Not good enough defense, silly turnovers, and just not good enough in the end.
By the way, this number, since Lauren's life was changed in 1995 watching Randolph Childress, right? Fair?
Yes, accurate.
Okay. Your first ACC tournament?
It was.
Mm-hmm. How about that, Pac? You're going to come to one of the greatest tournaments of all time in your first go. Why come back, right?
You can't get spoiled in this league.
You can't get spoiled, yeah.
That can happen.
Since Tim Duncan left Winston-Salem, they are 8-23 in the ACC tournament.
That's so depressing. Wow. Wow.
Well, here's the other problem. Not only are you 8-23, but look who you're living with in this state.
Exactly.
You know, you're living with Duke and North Carolina, and of course NC State fans, as you all know, who have been so hungry to be in the conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got ultimate blue bloods that you're having to go to work with, and you see them at the water cooler every day, and you're beating nobody, and they're sitting there hosting,
right.
Hey, well, we're going to go ahead and have another championship banner. And that makes it even worse.
And people don't know this, but Wake fans are low-key. They have the most hatred in their heart of any of the local fan bases. It is a real thing, man. They are small, but They are mighty.
Real hatred.
Yes, yes.
Especially for one particular blue, by the way.
Yeah. Well, and one. Yeah. North Carolina more than others, but Duke too. I mean, it's weird. They've kind of tried to make State and Wake these rivals, but really they hate the other blues way more than they hate the red.
People want to win, man.
Of course.
Well, and we talk about the neighborhood, and we're going to spend some time in the next segment on the case study for who can and cannot have nice things. Correct, Pack? Because I want Brownlow's thoughts on completely what's going to transpire here today for the Wolfpack, because we see Wake Forest. Now, we've talked about Carolina. Duke does not play here till Friday. You've seen Duke a bunch this year.
Yeah.
Is this team, as the four seed, the real deal?
I mean, they are. Yeah, they're the real deal. It's just, you just never really know which Duke team you're going to get on a night in and night out basis. That's kind of the catch. You know, I mean, sometimes you get a team that looks like it could beat anybody in the country, crush them even, and then sometimes you get a team that looks like it could, you know, lose to Wake Forest.
Hold on a second. Are they the real deal?
Well, the real deal in what we've seen, I mean, like, we see Jones and we see Vernon Carey, mm-hmm. and Carlos Boozer and I were having the go with conversation yesterday.
Wait, time out.
Okay, here
are
we
they,
go.
Wait, whoa. You can't ask, is Duke the real deal? Maybe the top 10 team all year.
Well, there were 12 last week. Right, go ahead.
It's a weird.
Come on. Are we going to have this again?
No.
Yesterday, he gives me 8 teams can win the ACC tournament, and now he's asking me
8.
Eight, right?
That's a lot.
8. How many can win the ACC tournament?
Maybe 5. I don't know.
Who's the 5th?
Go ahead and say it. Notre Dame?
No.
Notre Dame into that mix.
We're going to talk about that,
but
too.
But you know I love my Irish.
I know. That's the other thing we're going to get into.
Oh, my goodness. Right, Duke is the real deal.
All
come
right.
on, Durham.
Okay.
Packer and Durham.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Giveback, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
I'll handle it from here, Wes, as you tackle another piece of Moravian sugar cake.
Wait. Hold on. Before we get going, Lauren Brownlow, I want to recant my statement a moment ago asking Lauren if Duke is the real deal. I have found the real deal.
That's it.
This is the real deal.
Are you
right
going to share with that with anybody? I mean, I really got, you know, some for the staff, and I thought we'd just kind of use this as a prop. I didn't think you'd go face first.
Well, I know there's several people of leadership here, so they'll get some.
Well, they already had some.
They probably had their own box. A lot of leadership.
They had the first slab, and they're coming back for round two. That's what it is.
Well, but a lot of leadership here.
Notre Dame, you're excited, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I like their potential. I think if they had even a decent non-conference schedule, which they did not, and they'd maybe lost one or two fewer games, they might be in the conversation, but they're not, and they're not going to be, because they didn't do enough in the non-conference, and their non-conference was too bad, and they've lost too many games. But, I mean, that's a capable team. We've seen it. I mean, they don't often get blown out. They've taken some teams down to the wire, mm-hmm. Florida State twice. They're capable, especially when they're hitting shots, and they have guys this year that can do that. TJ Gibbs has played great this year. He didn't play very well last year, but he really has turned it around. Mooney is Mooney. He's always the same guy. You know, he's going to give you a double-double every single night. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that they're capable of making a run. It's not like they haven't done it at this event before. They're not as good as those past teams, but they're capable.
All right, why do we like, and you specifically can speak to this, because you kind of identified Notre Dame as fun to watch. When they
yes.
entered the league, you identified them as fun to watch. And I told Pack they're kind of like a dark horse team for me, because they can put 5 3-point shooters on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to run up and down the floor. Bray's going to be fiery. I don't know they can win one, let alone two or three.
Right.
But here's
well,
the idea:
one.
Why are they? Why are we? What is it about Notre Dame that always intrigues us?
I think year in and year out they play offense well, and in this league, besides the powers that be, you don't often see that from a team that's not, you know, Duke or North Carolina. You don't see a team consistently play offense as fundamentally well as they do. They just move the ball so well. You know, they run an upper level pro style kind of offense, mm-hmm. and they're very good at it. They're fundamentally sound at it, and they used to have those possessions, you remember, like where they'd have like felt like 15 passes until they got a wide open three, and it just, they're just so good at that kind of stuff, and I enjoy watching that. It's aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, their
me.
Style points their style points are excellent. And again, if you're gonna lose, score 85 and lose, right?
Sure.
Don't score 50 and lose.
No.
But here's the problem though, with all you two rah-rahs from the Notre Dame here in this tournament, since West thinks they can win, and obviously you do too, Lauren. You know, you're going to have to beat some ranked teams to win the tournament.
Yeah.
You know how many ranked teams Notre Dame's
won
this year?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero? What did you guess there, Wes?
Zero.
You guys are all over it. They haven't beaten a ranked team all year.
So almost doesn't count.
Now you two are going to tell me they can win the tournament?
Just saying that.
Am I the only sane one on the desk today? What's going on?
You might be.
There's a lot of crazy that's happened in college basketball this year, to be fair. There's crazier things that have happened.
You're the one that came up with a note about 60 teams have, you know, won top 10 games or something crazy like that against top 10 teams or something.
Clemson
right?
won in Chapel Hill, you know.
I mean, a lot of stuff's
Chapel
going
Hill's
on.
Chapel Hill's the 14th seeded team, and this is not North Carolina vintage North Carolina.
I understand
even though
they're
playing better.
But what's a top 10 number? How many teams in top 10 have lost like 50 some games?
Here, just take this and we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you in about a half an hour when,
I do believe it's a different landscape. I still think it'll be one of the four more than likely to win here on Saturday night because those four, Elite Glob, right?
Elite Glob.
Yeah.
Let me emphasize elite.
Florida
not mid-glob.
I think Florida
elite.
State comes in here on a mission. So I think any of those four certainly would be the prohibitive favorite. And I don't change that dynamic very much. I just think Notre Dame is interesting in this event because if they come in here get hot shooting the ball, they can win a couple games.
I think that's different.
That's no different than Carolina.
That's different too. It's different to say, hey, they could win the tournament as opposed to win a couple games. I think Notre Dame could certainly win a couple games.
Yeah.
And if they make shots, forget it. They're going to. And Mike Bray's got a good vibe. He joined us yesterday and talked about, hey, I like this building. We've won a championship in this building. Even though they forgot the trophy.
Yeah, they left the trophy.
They did?
Yeah, it's a great story. He told it yesterday about how they left the trophy on the floor.
Yeah, how about that?
Sure. Who needs it?
Okay. NC State. Pack says they can have nice things, Lauren.
If you win, you can.
I used to believe that.
You used to believe they could have nice things?
Did you not just watch what the NC State women did here?
Oh, no. That was great.
3 days ago.
Yes. But if we're talking about...
How about the wrestling team?
Yeah. No,
how about the
great.
Swimming and diving?
If we're talking about the men's basketball team,
that's
though,
a different story. You got it.
Right.
They haven't had nice things. You know, by the way, you know when the last time NC State won an ACC championship in this building?
80...
No.
In this building.
This building.
This, your 75? Hometown building.
75? Four?
Close. 74.
Oh, they were ineligible in 75. That's
David
right.
Thompson, okay. The greatest ACC basketball game ever, was in this building in 1974.
That's
that is the last time NC State won the championship in this building.
Wow.
They've not won an ACC tournament since 1987 at Landover.
Right.
Okay. It was in Landover.
Yeah.
That's
they beat
where...
Carolina on a Sunday in Landover.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean... Kevin Keats is here, and it's a win and advance kind of deal. They're already in postseason play long before the ball goes in the air. They were in postseason play last Friday night against Wake Forest. They're in postseason play today. What do you like about the Pack, and what concerns you about where NC State is?
I mean, I think they come in playing pretty well. They played more than well enough against Wake. They controlled that game throughout. I worry about them when they play against a zone with a good defensive team, obviously. Mm. I mean, Wake tried some zone, but Wake's not great defensively. So it doesn't really matter what kind of defense you play if you can't defend. I worry about them a little bit against a team that can ugly it up. I wish for their sake that almost that Wake would have won yesterday because I think Pitt's going to give them a little bit tougher of a game. Pitt is limited in the shots it can make, but they just kind of are capable of ugling it up a little bit. And State struggled with Pitt at home not that long ago.
Right.
And so that concerns me a little bit. But when they're clicking, they're plenty good enough to get it done. And really, like you said, they're in postseason play. They have to win today. And then I think they're in pretty good shape. They've done all they can do. Would it help them if they won again? Sure. A lot. Then they'd feel like, okay, we're in. But I think if they win today, they put themselves in good shape, and they've kind of, okay, we've done all we can do to this point.
I've got great news for NC State.
Uh-oh.
You know what the great news is?
What's that?
They're not playing North Carolina.
See?
And that could have happened.
That was a nice thing that happened to them.
That's what I'm talking about.
They should
good news for NC State.
They
you do not have to play North Carolina today.
And I think it actually shakes out better for them in their bracket, too, because they should send Jim Larranaga a thank you letter for real.
No question.
Because not only do they not have North Carolina, which obviously, yeah, we know. But then they, I think they would have been in the same as, was it Virginia or Louisville? They wanted to avoid Virginia, too, I think, because Virginia, as well as they're playing, their net's still not great. So that could have been one of those games that if you lose it, that hurts you more than if you lose like a 10-point game to Duke in the eyes of the committee. So I think it was good for them that they avoided Virginia and that they avoided North Carolina.
Must win today for NC State.
Oh, 100%.
Must win.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about postseason March Madness, you must win the game. You're not going to get great credit for beating Pitt, but you are, it's a disaster.
Yeah,
if
you can't lose it.
They're not living in a false world like they were a year ago when they beat Clemson in Charlotte, and then they felt like they were in for, what, 72 hours only to be denied, right? I mean, if they win this, regardless of what happens tomorrow, they're in.
I think they've done more this year in terms of getting those quad one wins. They've won on the road, which the committee loves. And I think if it comes down to it, their non-conference strength of schedule will help them a ton. I am still a believer. I know they lost to Georgia Tech and Wake last year, and that might have been what kept them out.
Sure.
But I'm still a believer that the committee looked at that and was like, no. That they looked at their non-conference strength of schedule being in the 300, and they were like, no, we're not rewarding this. And so Kevin Keats and company did a good job of improving that. They're in the 80s, I believe, at last check, and the schedule's worked out really well for them. They've got that Wisconsin win, which is great. I mean, they didn't schedule that, but still. They scheduled well, and really, they've also had some bad luck this year with their schedule. Memphis didn't end up being what we thought, for instance. So I think they've done a good enough job to get into the tournament. I believe that. Now we'll see if it actually happens, or maybe they'll just let like an under 500 Purdue team in or something. Who knows?
All right. Brownlow.
Who knows? That's exactly right. Sunday we will know, though.
Yes.
And we know that if State doesn't win today, NIT.
Can't have nice things.
You cannot have nice things if you lose to Pitt in the ACC tournament. You're NC State. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
It is.
And by the way, if you beat Pitt, don't go barking. Hey, we're in now. No, you can't go there either.
Speaking
of
barking,
can't lose.
Speaking of barking, it's time for a live look in. We need to go live look in bonus coverage, ladies and gentlemen, if we will. There we go.
There's the green room.
There's the green room chair.
There's the green room.
Where's Chester and Fuller going?
Look at this.
It's a squirrel.
Just to show.
There's Chester. He's rocking it.
By the way, I've got the holiday show entirely figured out for you folks next year. Our 49th annual holiday show.
Is this
pack.
Like our version of the Puppy Bowl? Is that what we're kind of doing today on the show? Is that what we're doing? Are we stealing from the Super Bowl in this one?
I don't know. By the way, you can follow Lauren Brownlow, WRELSportsFan.com. The ACC Panic Room is being filmed nightly from Greensboro and be posted there accordingly with our friend Joe Ovius. Lauren, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by. Enjoy your visit to your hometown. We have more Dewey
and
sugar
keep your
cake,
hands
by
off
way.
Wes's.
Yeah, don't touch my sugar cake on the way out of here.
None.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.